And I'll start this morning with a few introductory words about clinging and non-clinging and emptiness and non-emptiness. Clinging has a very different effect on us than non-clinging. Clinging, the tighter it is, the more we cling, the more it hurts. The more it makes us fragile and kind of sets up a hardness inside that we keep bumping into things in the world in difficult ways. Non-clinging has a very different effect. Non-clinging is an absence of that hardness that can crash into things in the world or be crashed into by the world. Clinging gives birth to reactive emotions, which often involve a constriction or tightening up, or often the muscles get activated with reactive emotions. Non-clinging helps release reactivity, helps release of the tight muscles, the held muscles. And the absence of clinging, to be empty of clinging, it's kind of like it creates space for not reactive emotions, but suffusing emotions. Emotions that seem to be deeper than the muscles, in which the muscles do not get activated, seemingly spreading from deep inside, they don't have a tightness, they don't have a hardness, they don't have a weightiness. Not something specific that's activated, but rather a warm, broad glow of calm. Warm, suffusing well-being. Kind of a broad feeling of embodiment and awareness. An energy or vitality within which is not concentrated in any one place, but seems to be broad, soft, a unification of ourselves where there's a feeling of wholeness, where everything is included, at least everything that's in awareness. Everything is included that's happening in experience right now. No sense of the divide or resistance or walls. No conflict with anything. Often the idea, the sense of, the orientation to self comes with clinging. Sometimes it's clear it is a clinging. And when that's the case, the emptying of self is an emptying of clinging. And when things are empty of self, empty of clinging, it's like an empty cup that can be filled with clear water. Or a sky which is empty of fog. And things can be seen far away. There's clarity. Or the sky is empty of clouds. Maybe on a cold day. And the sun comes through and gradually suffuses the body with warmth. A bird wakes up one morning to find that the emptiness, the absence of the cage, and now the bird can fly. There is clinging, and there is non-clinging. And there's a third, which is the release of clinging. Each of those has a different effect on us. The release of clinging can be a relief. A joy, an opening up, an emptying that makes room for something deep inside to pervade, suffuse, spread through us. Sometimes it can seem that clinging is the main thing happening, and insurmountable. But in this vast world, or even in the room that you're sitting in, there's many more things that you're not clinging to than you're clinging to. It doesn't take much to realize to go through the inventory around you, things you don't cling to. Maybe you don't cling to the floor. To the walls. To the ceiling. Maybe you don't cling to some of the colors around you. There's probably parts of your body you don't cling to. Chances are high that at this moment, there's no clinging to your little toe. Probably no clinging to the sensations of how your shirt touches your back. To recognize the things you don't cling to is an opportunity to feel what is feel the experience of non-clinging that might be there side by side of what you cling to. We tend to prioritize our clinging. What happens if for a little while you prioritize non-clinging? The non-clinging that's already here. Where in your body do you find physical experiences that are not clung to? And if there's any physical experiences to which you're not clinging, is there a way of being aware of it? That has an ease to it. Aware without force or contraction. Is there any aspect of your breathing to which there is no clinging? Maybe the movements of your back rib cage. The gentle contact of your body against your clothes as you breathe. What can you be aware of here and now, where there's no clinging in how you're aware? Maybe even no choice of what you're going to be aware of. Just something arrives in awareness. And there's no clinging. And with an awareness that does not cling, awareness that has no attachments or reactivity to it, can you be aware of any clinging that you have? Allowing clinging to be clinging without reactivity to it, without being for or against. In the clinging, just the clinging, it's okay. And what happens in the meeting of non-clinging awareness and clinging? And then becoming aware of any sense of self that you might have. Sense of being the doer, or the one who's experiencing things. Is there any clinging, contraction, tightness associated with self? However subtle. Being aware of it without clinging. Letting it just be there. Aware of the self. In the self. Where the idea of self is just an idea, where the sense of self is just a sensation. To feel clinging intimately, to know it well, you might discover that in the center of clinging is the wish for release. Is the wish not to be contracted or tight, not to do the work of holding on. To let clinging be clinging allows us to feel the deep request for freedom within the clinging. to allow self to be self, to feel it, know it well. You might discover that deep in the self is a wish to dissolve into the vastness that pervades our being, our body. The vast emptiness of a clear sky. The self dissolves into a freedom that the bird experiences when the cage vanishes. While it might seem that we are attached to things or people or to ourselves, actually, we cling to the ideas of things and people and self. Ideas have no weight, no shape, no substance. So while we cling to ideas, they're not actually something we can hold on to. Maybe ideas are like a dewdrop at the end of a blade of grass. When the morning sun rises, what the drop wants to do is to evaporate. Maybe all ideas, if you can know them well, you'll see that they want to evaporate. They are evaporating. Even as we try to cling to them. And the deepest wish of clinging is to stop doing the work of clinging. To be released. if we can leave the mind alone, the mind will release itself. Thank you.